Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Open at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Matt,
and Joa.
And you can join us online anytime you want. Head over to freetalklive.com. You can download archives of the show there. Just click them, download them, enjoy. They go back for many years for free at freetalklive.com. We're going to go right back into your phone calls and thoughts, but we are once again talking about the Roe versus Wade potential, likely, it seems, reversal of that coming from the Supreme Court. We don't know when that's going to happen, because what everybody's all up in a tizzy about this week is a draft majority opinion. So that suggests that this has already been voted on by the Supreme Court, and they're just finalizing their paperwork or whatever, and then eventually they'll release it publicly. But it's been leaked, so now everybody kind of knows what's coming, and protests have started. They're all over the place, state capitals, in front of the U.S. Supreme Court, even maybe in your local city. We have one here in Keene, New Hampshire yesterday. Apparently at least 40 people came out to it in less than 24 hours' notice. So we're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. And, of course, the real good thing out of this is that it's going to hopefully divide people in the United States even further. And hopefully it will result in more people migrating physically to be in places where they fit better.
Like, that's a good point.
Yeah, if you like the idea of abortion and you're living in Texas, you might want to start to plan to leave, because according to the story here at TheAtlantic.com that was published recently about this, they say that, according to this story here, they think the divide between red and blue states on abortion rights will become starker if the Supreme Court follows through on overturning Roe. Nearly half the states already have laws in place that would restrict or ban abortion once that happens. So those laws, you know, they're there. Many of them are there since prior to Roe versus Wade. They've never been taken off the books. And so once Roe versus Wade gets overturned, then the states are in charge again, and so therefore those laws are in effect. It says here, many Americans know that Texas's ban on abortion after about 6 weeks gestation, but last year the state legislature passed and Governor Greg Abbott signed a bill that would ban all abortions in the state 30 days after the Supreme Court overturns Roe, with no exceptions for rape, incest, or all but the most severe health complications. That means abortion could be prohibited in the nation's second largest state sometime this summer.
Maybe what they're trying to do is secretly get rid of the Californians that have been migrating to Texas.
could very well be. And, you know, to that end, I hope they're successful. And I hope California is successful in getting rid of the conservatives and having them move to Texas and Florida or whatever. Let's go to Duncan. He's in Missouri listening in Lebanon. Go ahead, Duncan.
Hey, so, guys, I think America has lost its moral compass, in my opinion. You know, the pregnancy is not the problem. It's, in a lot of cases, it's unmarried folks having sex, and they can't deal with the consequences in what I would consider a rational way. You know, they're just, they're killing a life.
Why would you want to, force those people to have a baby?
Well, I would hope that they would understand that. You know, I'm everything. I try to live my life from a biblical perspective, and that's pretty tough. But when you have sex out of wedlock, I think that's God's way to keep married people together after they have a fight, they have sex, and they save their marriage. But we have a lot of people that are just having sex to, you know, fulfill their feelings or whatever they're into, and when they have a pregnancy, they just do away with that, and there's just huge consequence from those actions of having sex out of wedlock.
Sure. I mean, one of the consequences of having sex in general can be having babies and actually going through with it, and then having a child that you don't want and possibly having them become abused as a result of that and in a family that is not loving and is not welcoming. And that happens, too. A lot of kids happen on accident. And, you know, so again, you didn't really answer my question. Are you saying that these people should somehow be prohibited from having out-of-wedlock sex?
No, I'm saying that we're not going to be able to regulate that.
Okay.
It just seems
right.
Like we have lost our path. It's acceptable in our culture for anything goes. And with anything goes, then murdering unborn children is acceptable.
Now, murder is a pretty harsh word, right? Like, murder suggests it's premeditated. You know, that's first-degree murder, typically.
Yep, that's where I'm going.
Are you
that's
saying
exactly
that those people who have an abortion, in your mind, are committing murder and therefore should go to prison or be executed?
So, they are, whether they realize that or not.
Like a mental prison, you're saying?
Well, you know, if it's outlawed in Missouri, then it's a moot point. You know, then they're not going to have to go to prison.
But I'm asking what you support.
I understand people get in a – people don't like the frying pan. People don't like to – you know, I think us as taxpayers paying for children – in general is wrong to be born, you know, with the Medicaid. And, you know, I had five small children and, you know, we drove really crappy vehicles, but
I just want to clarify. You're saying you think it's wrong for taxpayers to fund other people having babies? Cause I agree with
you.
I agree with you. I don't think
you should support abortion.
Right. Because
that's just it. I don't agree that we should support abortion. And, I think we're going
to... Hold on. I want to clarify something. I don't think you should be forced to pay for people having babies, and I don't think you should be forced to pay for abortion either. I don't think anyone should be forced to pay for the medical choices and consequences that befall other individuals.
You know, I'd like to make a point on this, is that you should be encouraging the left to support abortion, because they'll just depopulate themselves, and we won't have to worry about the left anymore.
Well, but the problem is the divorce rate in the church, we dwarfed to the world. I'm saying a true believer is going to have a distinction in their mind between murder and not murder. I mean, to me, it's just, I don't even understand that concept, you know, but I'm 53. I'm not a teenager, but the concept of abortion. The concept of there's a lot of things.
You didn't address what Joe has said. I don't know. Maybe you didn't understand his question. I think the point he was making was that if abortion is legal and relatively easy to access, then you will likely have your political opponents using it more often than your friends.
And then
right?
They'll cease to exist eventually.
It's not, to me, abortion is not a political weapon, and I think the right, in a lot of sense, is using it to feed their people red meat. Abortion is wrong. I don't care if you're a conservative or a liberal. I mean,
but you understand that if you outlaw abortion, and let's say the prohibition is successful. Of course, we know here on Free Talk Live that it won't be. It drives the action underground. It makes it more dangerous, makes it much more risky, more expensive. But let's just say it was successful and you managed to stop abortions from happening. Well, people are going to keep having sex, and they're going to keep having these unintended pregnancies, and now you're going to force them to have these children. It's going to put more people on welfare. It's going to put more babies out there in the hands of mothers and fathers who don't want them. And then they're going to get, maybe they're going to grow up to be liberals themselves, and then they're going to be, you know, voting against you. So why would you want that?
The funny thing of it is, with all the people that I know that want children and can't have children, but the red tape involved in trying to adopt children and the costs involved and the legal system that we've entailed, I think all of these unwanted pregnancies, I think there's room for all of these unborn. And I think it's a tragedy that they aren't on planet Earth today, you know,
Well, Duncan, I will agree with you that it is way too hard, from what I understand from people who've tried to adopt children. It's way too costly, way too difficult, and so that definitely does need to change.
I don't want to get all preachy, but the Bible talks about marriage as intercourse. They don't talk about how it's a ceremony and that sort of thing. They literally talk, oh, they were married, as in they had intercourse.
Thank you, Duncan, for the call tonight. I do appreciate your thoughts. Appreciate you calling and sharing with us. The number here is 603-283-6160. You can join us. Bring up whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open. You can join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up in less than 2 months. Porkfest is just around the corner. And by the way, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which comes before Porkfest, is basically sold out. They've sold over 3,000 tickets this year. And
that's nuts.
Yeah, they originally had intended only to sell 2,500 because that was how many they sold last year, and they considered it a sold-out packed park. But they're packing in another 500 people. So it's going to be tight. If you want a little bit of a looser environment, a little less packed,
more
come
fun.
On to Forkfest. Some would say more fun. Depends on your definition of fun. But Forkfest is decentralized, which means there's no ticket cost at all. And no one is in charge. And that means there's no centralized schedule or anything like that. So you kind of got to figure out what's going on. You got to talk to people.
Yeah.
You got to get around and meet
folks. It's a word of mouth, for sure.
Yeah. And you can go to forkfest.party. You can learn more and get connected with many of the attendees there through the Forkfest Telegram and Matrix chat rooms. These are all unofficial chats and websites. There's no official anything with Forkfest because, again, it is decentralized. There's no board of directors. There's no organizer except for each individual. So you get to organize yourself. You organize your own campsite. You want to put something on. Maybe you want to cook for people or host karaoke or a poker game or whatever. You got to make it happen. So it's more for the self-starters. But if you just want to come chill out with other freedom-loving folks, you can do that too.
I organized a little swim, and everyone's like coming up to me like, hey, I heard you're the organizer of Forkfest. I'm like, no.
Which that was super fun, by the way.
Yeah.
That's funny. I was looking through my phone trying to delete stuff the other day because I was running out of memory, and I found pictures and like video of that was super fun.
Where was it, like a local lake or something?
Oh, no, what is that place?
That was Upper Falls.
Yeah, it's like these natural rock formations. It's beautiful, like tucked back in the woods. But I mean, it's a very popular place. There's lots of cars parked along the roads and stuff around there.
That's cool.
But you know, you can jump off of these really high rocks into these deep swimming holes.
Oh, it's super fun.
I was referred to Derek J's video from previous year, so 2 years ago now, or 3 years ago, I don't remember, but yeah, I saw his video. I'm like, we need to find this place. So,
oh, he went to the same spot.
Yeah,
oh, okay,
previously.
Cool. So check it out, forkfest.party, and schedule. Oh, I didn't tell you the dates. June 27th through July 3rd. That is the dates this year. You can attend the whole thing or a part of the thing. If you come on the weekend, keep in mind there are other people in the park who attend for the fireworks. So there's Forkfest goes on all week, and then the fireworks are sort of the culmination of the event on the weekend. People come in from all around the region for this fireworks show because it's absolutely amazing. So things get busier. You want to make sure you lock down your campsite, your RV site, or your motel room with Rogers Campground, June 27th through July 3rd. We'll look forward to seeing you out there and celebrate Independence Day with Free Talk Live and some other freedom-loving folks there at forkfest.party. Let's go to the phones. Edward's calling from out there. You're on Free Talk Live. Edward.
Hey, good evening, everybody.
Hey, what's on your mind?
So, I basically, I've always been a huge Free Talk Live fan for at least since 2011, and have turned many people onto the show. I've amplified for over 4 years up until the Crypto 6 deal. So
appreciate
I'm a huge fan. If I ever needed to know how to start a radio show or to do anything, I absolutely would reach out to Ian at Free Talk Live and sales. I'd reach out to Mark, Free Talk Live, and Mark's a legend. And I've loved all of your hosts who've come throughout the years.
All right, but why were you calling tonight?
So that's your specialty. Your specialty is in radio, and my specialty is being outside. I've been outside my whole year, my whole life. I was born in the 70s. I know what the soil's like. I know what bugs are in there. I know what the sky's like. I know the planes that are up there. So just getting my credibility out of the way. I know what I'm talking about when it comes to the weather, and that the weather has changed the last 30 years.
Hmm.
That's not an overstatement by any means. So the weather is changing, and the reason it's changing is because intentional climate modification by these geoscientists and geoengineers all throughout the NATO countries, and they're doing it and getting paid through Defense Research Project Analysis, DARPA. So that's my start. If anybody wants to jump in really quick,
so you're talking about what you're saying is chemtrails are real.
I'm not even mentioning terms. I'm not mentioning anything. I always use their terms. Their term is intentional climate modification.
How are they doing?
That's one of the ways is barium, strontium, and aluminum. and these different things. But they've got cloud making machines, which are on rivers down in Alabama. They've got 150,000 acres on these rivers. And there's a whole marketplace for this as well.
Cloud-making machine.
Yeah, well, that, super impressive.
Well, look,
machines.
In Boston, okay, you've heard of the, what's the name of the casino there? Encore. Right next to Encore, there's a place called Rain for Rent. As in,
sure,
they will create clouds so that it rains. And you could, I guess, hire them to make it rain on Encore.
100%.
Yeah, this is a thing, and they're all over the country. But there are companies out there, aviation companies that do the spraying. Now, they don't ever use the term chemtrail. Chemtrail is the conspiracy theory term, but they do use the term geoengineering, cloud seeding, weather modification. These are things that they actually do, and they admit it. There's corporations out there that actually do.
Oh, it's out of the bag now. This is no secret. They're front and center with all this stuff right now.
I think
now.
Bill Gates was a big promoter of that too. Hasn't Bill Gates come out and said that that's something that we should be looking into or something? And he probably knows full well that it's been going on for 25 years or whatever.
100% he knows it's been going on for over 20 years. A lot of this stuff started once NATO, because they had access to get all, because it has to be run through the military and military funding, plus clearance. All these guys have clearance. Everybody from the pilots down to the people who load the planes, the chemicals. I mean, I've watched these guys TED talk. I've watched these guys. So I'm pretty knowledgeable just in the subject of that. This is an industry. It's a massive industry. And as much as Fauci runs the infectious disease and all the funding through that, you better believe there's a disease through controlling the weather. You can go back to LBJ, to Kennedy, all these things, because they started patenting all this stuff back in the 40s and 50s through
the
military.
I mean, there's no secret about cloud seeding. That's old
technology. This isn't like just cloud seeding, though. This isn't spraying silver iodide or whatever into the atmosphere.
Well, that's the thing. Like, people, we know cloud seeding's a real thing, but I don't know if there's any evidence for this barium or aluminum or whatever. There's been people saying that stuff for years, but there's never been any proof of it.
Where do you want to get proof from, though, Ian?
How could you get the proof of it?
Collect the rain. The first person who ever got proof of this, correct me, caller, if I'm wrong, but the first person I ever saw bring forth proof was a high school chemistry teacher who went out and collected a rain sample right after she saw it.
Edward Griffin in his documentary in 2016 gets with many scientists in there. They go to Mount Shasta, and it's over 70,000 tons of what man should ingest, and aluminum and all these different things. And this is from Mount Shasta out in California.
Yeah, the high school chemistry teacher.
Go to weather.com. Just really quick, go to weather.com or go to Weather Channel or anywhere you can get an upcoming forecast of weather. You could type in Athens, Greece, Melbourne, Australia. You could type in anything, and I'll tell you exactly what it's going to say. If you want to, I don't know if you want to keep me. It's fine if you don't.
Yeah, Edward. I just, I'm a pretty big skeptic on this one. I've seen a lot of crazy people looking up in the sky saying, "Oh my God, it's chemtrails," and they believe that every single contrail in the sky is a chemtrail. And I'm sorry, I think it's ridiculous paranoia. There's more coming up. It's 603-283-6160. That's not to say there haven't been.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Most Americans don't want former President Trump's Title 42 policy to end. It allows border officials to turn away illegal immigrants who have reached the United States if there is a public health crisis. According to a new CNN poll, 57% believe it should remain in place. Nearly three-quarters of Americans have little or no confidence that the Biden administration would be able to handle an increase of illegal immigrants at the U.S.-Mexico border. A Louisiana judge temporarily blocked lifting Title 42 due to President Joe Biden's lack of a clear plan. Wall Street giving the thumbs down to Thursday, with the Dow losing 1,063 points to close at 32,997, this on the heels of the April jobs report being released Friday. USA Radio News. Republicans are reacting after President Biden says the Supreme Court shouldn't dictate a woman's right to have an abortion. Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley on Fox News reacts to the president's comments.
He wants to say that there's only one view on abortion, and the Supreme Court's going to control it, and he, Joe Biden, is going to dictate it. Here, this is what would happen if this opinion actually becomes the decision of the court. It would mean that the people get to decide what the abortion laws should be, what the laws protecting life should be in their states, and that's what this is about. That's democracy.
This comes as a Supreme Court draft opinion is leaked suggesting the court could overturn Roe v. Wade, Chief Justice John Roberts saying there is no final decision. In an interview with Politico, Republican Senator from Utah Mitt Romney says he believes former President Trump will likely be the Republican Party's 2024 nominee. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Matt,
and Joe.
You can bring up anything you want. And so we got a guy on the line who is talking about geoengineering. And the conspiracy, of course, name for that is chemtrails. I've been a long-time skeptic on this one. People have been calling about this for as long as we've been on the air, basically, for like the last decade and a half. And there's a lot of really great information online. A lot of claims are being made. A lot of supposed evidence. The website I really like to go to debunk a lot of these claims is called ContrailScience.com. I highly recommend it, ContrailScience.com. They get into the actual science of how contrails work. But that aside, there are people who do want to do some of the things that you're talking about. I don't remember the guy's name, but the last time this came up, we pulled up this essay from some guy. He wrote a book. I don't remember if he was with the World Economic Forum or whoever he was, but one of these guys with connections to governments, or he's like an academic or whatever. He had the idea of blocking out the sun, and I think, Joe, you pulled something up about that during the break, about this plan to spray aluminum filings or something in the air to supposedly block the sunlight out, right?
They talk about all kinds of things. They talk about diamond dust. And
yeah.
those people are real. They really are out there. Edward is also out there, and that's where he said he's calling from tonight. I wanted to bring you back. So it's not to say there aren't people that have plans like this, and that there may not have been. I'm not going to say there haven't been experiments. For instance, I lived in Florida. There was a thing called Malathion that they sprayed. It was like supposedly to deal with mosquitoes. Of course, it failed. But it actually was pretty clear they were spraying this stuff, right? Like, there wasn't no conspiracy theory. If you were out at the right time, you saw it happening, and it got on stuff, right? Like, it was, you could see it on people's cars and things like that. So there's no doubt about it. But with a lot of this stuff, there's a lot of doubt about it because it's ultimately just a bunch of paranoid kooks looking up at the sky, at the sky and saying, "Oh my God, it's chemicals! They're poisoning us!" They literally look up there every time they look at the sky. They believe they're looking at poison, but yet they don't walk around with a gas mask on.
Hey, Ian.
Yeah.
Ian. The thing is, when I can see blue skies ahead of me, and then planes start flying above me, and then hours later the sun is completely blocked out, you can say that's my imagination.
You won't convince Ian like that. You're not going to convince him. Ian and I have fought about this topic before. He's a hardcore skeptic, and you have to know something about Ian.
That's good.
He stays inside and stares at a screen all day.
I've got to be like three tones darker than him.
Yeah. I too, Edward, am a guy who spent his entire childhood and a good portion of his adolescence and teenage years laying on his back looking at the sky, learning all about planes, and then something was just different, and I'll never forget the day I noticed it was different.
Yes.
So, and I'm not an idiot, and I know what contrails look like. They're nice and puffy and white, and they disappear no more than 45 seconds after the plane drives by. It is true.
That's absolutely not true about contrails.
I'm telling you.
Contrails stay longer depending on the atmospheric conditions.
That is true, too.
I'm not going to stretch it out to 2 minutes. What they don't do.
Some can last for hours.
What they don't do. No, they do not.
No way.
No, they don't.
This is old, settled science.
Edward.
Okay. But aside from the spraying and all that stuff, did you guys make it to weather.com or Weather Channel or anything like that and check out some upcoming forecasts?
Yeah, I did about 2 hours ago.
Weather.com definitely.
So you can look at Sydney, Dublin, Ireland. My favorite is Honolulu or places like San Diego, places that never get clouds. So look at an upcoming forecast, and you're going to see mostly cloudy, partly cloudy. You're going to see AM showers. But what you're not going to see hard, and definitely not back to back. If you see a back to back, that's going to be a rarity of sunny, no clouds. And clouds used to serve a purpose back when we were growing up. Clouds are made of water vapor, and they're there for a purpose because there's water vapor in the air. If it gets to be too much, it can't hold it. That's what rain is. They've taken science, and now if you look at these clouds that just hover, they hover because they're heavy. They're not made to move. Plus, clouds, if you put metallics into the air, you can steer it through magnetism. So all this stuff has been, like I said, all this stuff is out. It's out on the table. They've known. And when David Keith has given his TED Talk in 2006, he has lots of tells in there.
Was that the guy that wrote the book about the geoengineering stuff?
He's got a paper at Harvard called The Case for Climate Engineering.
Yeah.
The Case for Climate Engineering.
Ken, I think Caldera, this is the guy that, maybe you had called about it before, but this is the guy that, that did a TED Talk. He's even criticized by people on the left, he's not like taken seriously even by a lot of people on the left because they're basically saying this guy is trying to, he's not solving the root of the problem. You know, from the left side of the perspective, climate change is happening due to all these reasons, right? Like cars or whatever.
Capitalism.
Yeah. And so they're saying this guy's just trying to cover it up by lowering the temperature of the earth through covering up the sun. So even they are against it. I mean, this dude's got a lot of opposition for what he's saying.
His job is for narrative. His job was to put the Bill Gates narrative out there in 06. And I'm saying, Gates, this is all these climate modelers in the 90s who saw where the money was coming from. A lot of them switched fields. They were in different fields. A lot of them were in, let's say, vaccines or different things where the money came in, and they switched to this climate modeling.
So just to clarify, you believe that this geoengineering is done for weather modification purposes. You're not one of the chemtrails believers who believes that it's done for mind control or, poisoning.
This has to do with money. So at the end of the year, it's going to be about yearly average temperature. CO2 is completely off the table now. That's why when you look at in articles now, you rarely see about carbon and CO2 and these things. That's yesterday's
news. And clarify
now,
something for me, Edward, when it comes to this plot, because this is a big plot, right? Like, are you saying they're out there basically every single day all over the United States spraying these chemicals?
Days are different, but there's going to be something going on, whether it's in the horizon. If you see that wispy white out there, there's no wispy white in true nature. There's no wispy white. Wispy white is coming from man.
There are such things as, in my experience with chemtrails, what they turn into, they don't turn out wispy white. They have like a brownish, grayish, gross.
See, you can't even get the chemtrail believers to say the same thing.
No. It's climate modification. And
okay, whatever you
want to
call it, man.
You believe they're
spraying aluminum and other metals and things like that.
But they are.
So how many thousands of pilots are involved in this conspiracy?
The ones with the clearance to do it.
I'm
make believing that these guys are up there and that I can't see the sun 2 or 3 hours later, man. I mean, I've been a Free Talk Live.
So there's so many pilots out there that are involved in this conspiracy, and not a single one has come out to say that they have done it.
If politicians do things without after getting paid, they don't speak a word of it ever again.
It's easy to get paid, and it's also easy to shut your mouth when you're getting paid great money, and they kill you if you defy them.
Can I read this thing 100% from the
security clearance? Please do.
This is from MIT Technology Review on technologyreview.com, and it says, where did this idea come from? It's not particularly a new idea. In 1965, President Lyndon Johnson's Science Advisory Committee warned it might be necessary to increase the reflectivity of the Earth to offset rising greenhouse gas emissions. They have all these different excuses. There's actually three different kinds of excuses. One, to manipulate the weather, which most people is what they think it's for. The other is to reduce carbon. Another one is, I don't remember exactly what it was, but it was something environmental, right? So it's not like they're trying to poison us. They're not attacking us. But it is quite interesting that when my friend has been doing samples for, 10 years, and every time it's a high chemtrail day, even when it wasn't chemtrail days, she was doing rain samples and sending it into the lab and finding that there's high.
Is this the same one that believes the CIA planted Bitcoin? In 1999?
Yes.
She's got no credibility. Thank you for the call, Edward. I appreciate hearing from you. And there's a lot of claims out there when it comes to chemtrails. Again, I'm not going to spend hours trying to debunk them all, but if you want to spend time reading on this, I recommend contrailscience.com. They'll explain what sublimation is and why that's a huge factor as to why it is some of these contrails last longer than others. More coming up here in moments. It's basic science. More coming up.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140.
That's 800-932-5140.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open here. You can bring up anything you want. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Tonight, you've got Ian, Matt, and Joa. And whether it is talking about the Roe versus Wade situation or just randomly calling in about chemtrails, certainly you're welcome to do it. And I'm definitely outnumbered in the studio here tonight. Both Matt and Joa are apparently true believers.
Now, don't you marginalize us by saying true believers.
Don't clump me in with everything that goes on with it. Because there's a lot of crazy.
You did say you didn't believe that it was for poisoning people. Or for mind control.
Well, that right? would be like
who knows?
Theorizing.
Who knows what it's about?
Yeah. It's certainly they do have barium a little bit on.
Yeah, there's barium. There's a ton of barium in whatever they're spraying, and a ton
there's
of
no evidence for it beyond some high school is. Teacher.
Who oh my God, a high school chemistry alleged. Teacher is an actual scientist who turned in her samples to an actual lab and got back actual results. What more
and
do you want?
There's a chance she screwed up her collections.
Oh my God,
you know? I don't know. I don't have that in front of me. I don't
do,
know.
Do you
what
want
the
government come out and
I
tell you?
I guarantee you, there's a counter argument for everything that you've got. Just in the same way as you know the whole 9/11, the moon landing. Faked. I mean, all that stuff. You believe the moon landing's fake too, right?
I do believe the moon landing's fake.
Okay.
There's counter evidence for all that. I thought that was idiotic the first time I heard it, and then a very logical person that I trust was the one that said it to me, and I was like, wait a minute.
I've looked at that one too. I mean, I've seen the purported evidence for it, and when you look at the evidence, it's like, wow. This looks like it was, you know, looks like it was faked. And then you look at the counter evidence to it, and then, oh, okay,
what's the counter evidence say? Because
I'll have to look it up, man. I haven't looked it up in years.
The only thing that caught me off guard about that was when they pointed out the multiple light, like shadows going in different directions when there's only one source of light in space.
Yeah, we'd have to look it up. I wasn't prepared for it, but there are websites out there, just like the old, what was it, the documentary about the 9/11. Not the Alex Jones one, but there's another one that was really popular.
Legendary one called Loose Change.
That one. Yeah. And there's a whole counter to Loose Change out there. And then there's a counter to the counter to Loose Change. I mean, you can go down this rabbit hole as deep as you want to. There's people who have been arguing about this stuff on the internet forever. And ultimately what it comes down to for me is I don't want to live in the world
where I believe I'm being poisoned every single way I turn. Where every time I look up at a beautiful sky, I start thinking about all the ways that I'm being killed by some crazy.
Wasn't that how statists are created? They're afraid to admit that a government is actually running their lives.
No, it's this level of fear is what puts people into the situation of like COVID-19 paralysis. This is the same kind of thing that was pushed on people during COVID-19. It's like, ooh, you better be afraid. That person out there might breathe on you, and that could kill you. And the same paranoia about, oh my God, every plane in the sky is poisoning
you. Well, I'm not telling people not to go outside.
I know you're not.
But I am telling you, Ian, don't look up.
The most hardcore. And that's why it's hard to really take these people seriously. Like, they believe they're being poisoned. And again, you guys aren't saying it's poisoning, but there are chemtrails conspiracy people who believe that they are poisoning. That it's not for weather modification, but it's to poison people. It's like, okay, well, why not just poison the water supply?
Well, that's the thing. It might not be for poisoning people. It might have poisoning people just might be a side effect they don't care about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it could be for some other purpose.
Some believe it's for mind control. I mean, there's all kinds of theories out there. Let's go to David. He's in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. David.
Yeah, I'm an airline transport pilot. We sprayed that stuff every trip.
You're lying.
We had these. No, lying about what?
You're not a transport pilot.
Well, you want to go to FAA.gov and look up my name?
Are you really?
Yeah, really.
Okay. So you're saying you've sprayed people with chemicals?
Well, let me change back into my lying voice. Yeah, we sprayed them every time, every trip, man. The chart cases, you know, that we pilots carry, you think it's full of maps and stuff like that. Well, back in the day, there was maps. Now you got electronic stuff. But back in the day, we had map cases. Inside those map cases, they gave each of us these little Whippets containers. We go up in the cockpit, we screw them suckers in, and we spray whatever we want to spray that day. So all the airliners, all the pilots are all in on it, man. They're spraying you every different way, every different day with whatever they want to hit you with that day.
Yeah,
that's how it works.
I'll believe it when I see the conspiracy theorists out there wearing gas masks every day.
It's a true story, man. But there's a bunch of stuff. Both sides of this argument, as I listen to it, some of you, both sides have things that are accurate and things that are false. Anything you're curious about? Since you got a real live airline transport pilot.
Why were you calling in?
Oh wait, you're actually an airline transport pilot.
Contrail. About contrails. I'm an airline transport pilot, and I listen to you guys talk about what pilots are doing, and then I think about the thousands of hours I spent drilling holes in the sky, and I compare what you're saying to my experience. So what would you like to know?
You called into the show, man. What did you want to tell us?
Oh. Okay, well, I can tell you one thing. Like, for instance, your lady who collected samples that fell out of the sky, you don't know what fell out of the sky, whether it came from an airplane or if it was already in the sky from something else. And if you want to say, well, on the days when there was more contrail activity, that her readings were higher, what's that thing you always say, Ian, that
correlation is not equal to causation.
Right, exactly. So there's that. And somebody was talking about darker contrails. Well, you know, in the older days, before the jets ran as efficiently as they did, the exhaust came out quite black in some instances, although you really still can't really see it. And what Ian said about the contrail activity, contrails are just clouds. They're no different than any other cloud, with the exception that they might have slightly higher level of particulate condensation nuclei, right, because they're forming the moisture that's associated in the air and in the exhaust has a small microscopic particle like diesel exhaust in order to condense around, which makes it easier to form cloud droplets around the exhaust coming out of the airplane. And then that once they become a cloud, they're a cloud no different than any other natural cloud, and they last as long as any other natural cloud in the area would last. So sometimes you watch the exhaust coming out and you'll see that 100 yards back of the airplane the contrail is gone. Sometimes the planes aren't contrailing at all. Sometimes the contrail is 100 yards long. Sometimes it's a mile long before it dissipates. Other times it sits up there for hours. So that's all. That's all.
Long settled science. Long settled.
Yeah. So, and there's a few other things that I noticed too that were not necessarily accurate. And here's another thing. Like the one guy that called in, and I'm not ripping on you, dude, but you got one thing wrong, is that the moisture in the air, it's when the air becomes saturated, 100% humidity. Well, let's say 99%. At 100%, it'll start falling out. But but the air, the rain doesn't come because the air has absorbed too much moisture. The air only absorbs what it can absorb. It absorbs all that it can based on the availability of the moisture. And what causes the rain, the moisture to fall out of the air is typically a change in temperature, but it can be some other disturbance like a pressure change, which would correspondingly probably change the temperature slightly enough. And you've only got to change it like a half a degree for it to go from 100% or 99% humidity to 100%, and then it starts to fall out of the air. Or it could be if the air mass encounters, if a moist air mass encounters particulate matter in the air, like the jet exhaust, that would cause it to go from suspended microscopic moisture vapor to an actual liquid droplet, which would then fall out of the air. So just the mere fact of an airplane flying through a highly humid piece of air, like in Florida, like if you watch planes take off in Florida, Ian may have done that on a really humid day, when the airplane rotates from on the runway and it rotates to go up, you might see like a cloud form off the tip of the wing because the pressure changed slightly. You got like, you know, 95% humidity, and the airplane rotated, it changed its angle of attack, it dropped the pressure on one side of the wing and made a small area, a small pocket where there's now 100% humidity and there's water vapor, a little cloud off the tip of each wing. You probably notice that, especially like when the Blue Angels come by in Florida and do an air show, you'll see that all the time. So, there could very well be spraying you with something, but you can't point up to the sky and say that that's evidence. Although I will say this, I remember too when I was a child that the skies were much bluer than what they are now. But I'm not sure if that's real or if I just had a happier days when I was a child and there were more birds singing and more blue sky when I was a kid than there are now that I'm an adult. Oh, also, there's the increase in air traffic from the time when I was a kid to today it's a sweatpants phenomena. You notice everybody's flying in sweatpants? That's because all the lowlifes can afford to fly. So there's like 100
Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. Yeah, it's definitely true that people's memories are not very good, and they are just not accurate.
It's the chemtrails.
Sorry to say. check out Contrail Science. There's a great article there, Matt, about how long contrails last.
I don't need to look at that, Ian.
Because you have a belief about it,
no,
right?
It's not. I've seen it with my own eyes. I've stared at airplanes ad nauseum my whole life watching the sky, and I know how long a contrail lasts. I know what they are.
You don't.
I know
you said they only last for 45 seconds.
I understand how relative humidity and temperature and barometric pressure work.
I just want to say, go to geoengineeringwatch.org and go to documents.
Get both sides. Contrailscience.com. You want to learn about science for like the last forever on how clouds work. clouds, how do those work? Thanks for the call, David. Out of time for tonight. See you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea.
The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.